any time of day. Any time of day 2014,
coming from you live from the Blanket Fort 2014.
Blanket 14, Blanket 14, Blanket 14.
Boom, boom, boom. This is any time of day. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. We've got a jam-packed show full of action, laughs, cries, the whole gamut. Got our new word of the week for you. Gonna be talking about spring break. Got a special guest coming right off of spring break. Gonna be talking about March Madness and some mysteries. That's all coming up on any time of day. Awesome, guys. All right.
Thanks, Ben. I live for your approval.
I know you do.
Much
young fellow. Anywho, yeah, so we got a fun show lined up, as per usual. Hate to disappoint. So, I mean, we hate to disappoint. We're not going to disappoint this show during this show. I hope.
I'm so confused. Yeah. But, okay, before we touch any of the things you talked about, I just want everyone in the world to know that's listening to this that it was my birthday on Friday. That's all you need to know. 23 years old. Okay, we can move on now.
Man, that was super interesting. Maybe next time, keep that crap to yourself.
Keep it to myself. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, well, perfect. Next year when that comes back around, we'll just wrap that up, tuck it away.
God, the love is thick in the air in the Blanket Fort tonight.
And speaking of birthdays, any time of day is on iTunes now.
it's their
speaking
iTunes
of birthdays.
Brian, will you tell our lovely listeners how they can find us on iTunes?
Go to the podcast section of the iTunes store.
Yes.
And there's what's called a search bar.
Yes, currently
and
we are.
And you're going to want to put any in the time of day, all separate words, all capitalized, except
or
for
not.
Of.
You don't even need to capitalize them.
Oh.
They'll still pop up. But, yeah, check us out. Don't forget to rate us and review us, and preferably positive.
Yeah, positive rates.
That would be really
rates
fantastic.
Reviews.
So then, you know, and that'll just, you can help be a part of a great uprising of podcastery.
That's a real word.
Yep, it is now.
You know, excellent segue, I think, into word of the week.
Yes, we have a new one. Thank you, Bryce.
I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry.
So excited for word of the week.
All right, so lay it on us.
Well, okay, as I had mentioned last week, we were going to use listener-submitted definitions and create a word around that.
Correct.
Now, it appears we have one active listener.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, we really appreciate this pair of ears here. We like to call him Josh Whitty. You can also call him Josh Whitty.
Or just Josh, I think.
Or just, yeah.
Do whatever you want to do.
Or Mr. Whitty. Or anyway, long story short, Josh Whitty submitted a definition for us, and here it is. In the words of Ben Dempsey, I'm going to hit you with the hot stuff.
It's so good.
It's piping hot knowledge is what the...
Oh.
Not...
That is... Okay, the definition is the act of throwing one's shoe at an object in hopes to free it from a hard-to-reach place.
Thank you for submitting that. And what's our word?
That's a good definition.
Yeah.
We came up with
shooch.
Yep.
So let's say I've got...
Shooching.
I've got a little pocket full of sunshine up in the tree. How am I going to get that down, Brad?
Talking about drugs?
No.
No drugs in the Blanket Fort.
No,
we've been through
this.
Yeah,
we talked about that before.
But
you know what?
Tree. How am I going to get it down?
Give me your shoe real quick.
Okay, here you go.
Shoot.
Yeah, you just...
Oh, and you just shoot it.
Shoot it, and it...
And it falls right down.
Actually, you know what? Can you hand me your other shoe?
Absolutely.
The shoot's shoe got stuck in the tree.
Yeah, we need to...
And we must shoot it out.
Shoot.
All right, I think we painted the image
pretty well,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's good. Picasso. You guys get the idea.
Shoot, you don't know what it is by now.
Feel free to use it this week or for the rest of your life.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's Bryce's theme today, I guess. Do whatever you want to do.
Don't let the man put you down.
That's right, that man. So yeah, that's the word of the week. Shooch.
Compliments of one Josh Whitty.
Thank you, Josh. And so now we're going to be talking about, as you could tell, or probably not tell from the opening little.
It's a bit of a mystery.
Yeah,
most likely.
Chant, our guttural chant.
Battle cry.
Yes. Battle cry for.
Call to arms.
Yes. YOLO. Also, never mind. Nah. Battle cry of a generation. Are we familiar? All right. So. All right. So, we're going to be talking about spring break. It's going to be fun. Should be pretty exciting. So before
yogurt on lovely oats, YOLO.
Hey, you remember what we said about your birthday information?
That's what I was thinking of the whole time you were talking there. So I missed all.
Oh my
of that.
Gosh!
Well, thank you. Yes.
Are we gonna? We're talking spring break. Facts.
Spring break. Yeah, okay. I got some fun facts.
Okay.
So because now
the piping hot knowledge.
We're talking about spring break because you know a lot of young people. Young persons, young adults, children are on spring break. And so.
I think it's mostly college kids.
Yeah. Hey, man.
There's somebody's kids.
There it is. Always remember that. So.
You're someone's kid.
So here's some fun facts about spring break. Did you know that 1.5 million students go on spring break every year and collectively spend over $1 billion?
Wow. I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
That's more money than I've ever seen.
Yeah, me as well.
Good. I feel like all three of us put together, that is more money than all three of us have ever seen.
True.
Speak for
Another
yourself.
Another fact. Did you know that on average, college students consume 6 drinks per week? And I think I know a few college students who would disagree with that average, but 6 drinks per week is the average. On spring break, men and women consume at least 10 drinks per day. That's quite an upgrade.
That's a lot of
the drinking load.
Drinking.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
must be well hydrated.
I would doubt it.
Or are we not
or,
talking
or
about water?
Death.
We're not talking about water.
I hated that joke.
So
with a passion.
Did you know that with all you can drink specials and a low legal drinking age, Cancun attracts over 100,000 young spring breakers each year? 100,000. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
Yes. Great job, Cancun.
Yes, great job. Did you know that every year at least one spring breaker dies from falling off a balcony? Would you believe that? Yes,
I'm
it is.
I'm sorry to anybody listening who
we are
knows
really,
somebody who died falling off a balcony.
It's not very sensitive of us to laugh at that. But
no, it's not, but oh.
It's a little humorous.
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are, this isn't on my list of fun facts, but what are the odds that they were shouting YOLO as they were going off?
Yogurt on lovely oats?
Nope. All right, so zero.
Probably 0% right, so, that they were saying that.
Did you know that when teens, young adults, when they go abroad for spring break, they sometimes can forget that foreign laws are just as serious as they are here? And 2,600... Americans are arrested on spring break overseas each year.
2,600?
2,600 overseas. So I guess the moral of the story, kids, is be smart. Don't get arrested. Stay away from balconies.
Yes.
Yep.
And keep spending that sweet, sweet moolah.
And
rejuvenate
YOLO.
Rejuvenate that economy. And YOLO, yogurt, whatever you said. All right. So, yes. So now it is time for our special guest... A young lady. Who
I believe her name is Amanda.
It is Amanda. She's back from spring break. An interesting lady, I will say.
To say the least.
Yes.
Yeah. I had to chat with her a little bit before
Not
the
a
show
fan.
Tonight.
Yeah, she...
I don't know.
She is interesting. To say, yeah. A little, what's the word I'm looking for? Not smart.
Yeah,
she seems anyway, but, you know.
Who knows? She's very tan, though.
She is, like, almost sickly tan. Maybe we'll ask her about that. But as is the case in the Blanket Fort, we only have so many mics. So I believe it is my turn to give up my mic.
So, all right.
I'll see you guys in after the interview. Yeah.
Did you hear a tummy rumble there?
I thought somebody farted.
I think that was...
Hi, Amanda, right?
Yeah, my name is Amanda.
Sweet.
Oh, dang it.
So, first of all, I would like to compliment you on your beautiful tan.
Thanks.
Before you speak...
Yeah, I go to the tanning beds like 3 to 4 times a day.
That's too much.
That's what my doctor said. I've developed a little growth on my back.
Oh, what?
He said it was like because I go to the tanning beds too much, but I think it's cute. I named it Katniss Everdeen.
Yikes.
The growth on your back.
Yeah, we're like BFFs now.
BFFs.
She goes everywhere with me.
She volunteers as tribute every time.
Shoots her little bow. It's cute.
I need to vomit.
Yeah, that's really gross. Okay. Let's redirect back to spring break here.
Yeah.
Where'd you go this year to spring break?
I went to Mexico. That's what the locals call it. Mexico.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Did you not talk to any locals while you were there?
Nah, I pretty much just stayed by the pool, caught some sweet rays with my BFF.
Is that
Jennifer.
All you did on spring break was just tan some more?
I tanned a little bit, but I also had a drink.
Walk us through one of your spring break days.
Yeah, gladly. So I wake up and I go to the ATM. Which by day two, my dumb dad didn't even put money in there.
So I couldn't get any dollars that day.
Man, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's literally all the money you have is whatever your dad puts in your account.
Yeah, duh. How does it work for you? Gah. So then I meet up with my BFFs, Jennifer and Brittany and Brenda.
Jennifer, Brittany, Brenda.
Yeah, they're like, they're like the best.
And Katniss, right?
Can't forget Katniss.
Yeah.
She goes everywhere you go.
Everywhere. She's like my shadow.
Oh, God.
And so then we hit the pool, talk to some cute guys.
What do you like in a man?
Well, let's just say I was the last guy that I made out with. I did that because to get back at my dad for not putting money in my ATM.
He doesn't when like you, it when you
let's just say he kind of looked like a mix between Jack Black and George Lopez.
Wow. Wow.
It took me a while to put that together in my brain.
Oh man.
He was super hot.
Oh god. Oh. I can't even like talk right now. That's so bad.
Brittany was like, "Hey, that's pretty cute." And I was like, yeah, you better believe it.
You better believe it, yeah.
So it was a good time. But then after that, then I go back to my room and, you know, I paint my nails or something, you know, do what I do. YOLO.
Girl stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
YOLO. What does YOLO stand for?
Duh.
Sweet. So as much as I love the sound of your voice, could you maybe just, yeah. You know, talk with your hands for the rest of the thing.
Wow, what are you saying?
I think Bryce is saying he's in love with you, Amanda.
Oh, I totally get that. I'm like a golden bronze, you pale ghost.
Suppose this means you're probably going to follow me home tonight, huh?
Space ghost.
God dang it, you. Keep that crap to yourself.
Try and work
what,
that
what
into every
that?
Episode.
What is that?
It's an old cartoon from Cartoon Network.
Do you follow our podcast, Amanda?
No.
Cool.
How do you know, Ben, that you got on the show?
Well, Ben was doing some fine charity work.
Fine charity work?
Oh.
Charity work, and I ran into him, and I was like, hey, that guy's pretty cute. Because I just got, like, you know, kissing the George Lopez, Jack Black hybrid.
Oh.
So yikes. Ben was looking real good.
He was doing spring break charity work.
Was he?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. He was.
I don't know what exactly, but I ran into him and.
Do you frequent at soup kitchens?
Wait, what?
I don't know what that is, but so I was like, hey, you, cute guy. And he was like, yeah,
and of
what?
Course he turned.
Obviously.
That guy.
And he was like, yeah, what do you want? And I was like, hey, are you famous? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh, can I be on your podcast? And he was like, I don't know if that's going to be a good idea. But he's like, well, I'll probably have to give up my mic and you can talk to my brothers. That sounds pretty good.
That sounds absolutely magical.
Could you?
Yeah.
Could you do an impression of Ben, do you think?
I only talked to him like 2 times, but I guess I could try. Hey, I'm Ben. What's up?
Holy crap.
That was amazing. That was
like
spot on.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at impressions. That's what I'm going to college for.
Wait,
where do you go to college? You had a big party school?
Yeah.
Where do you go to college for impressions?
What's it called?
I go to school in SoCal. You know what I'm saying?
I've got no idea.
USC, baby. Trojans.
I can understand 0% of what you're saying.
Why did you... South California, Brace.
Yeah, who is this guy?
I don't like this at all.
So let's see. And you major in impressions?
I think so. That's what I do in all my classes.
You think so?
Yeah, I do it in my classes. Gah. Like, I'll impersonate my profs. I'll be like, hey, prof. And I'll do his voice. And he'll be like, wow, you're really good. You should be on TV.
And does he try to kiss you?
Well, he does kiss me.
You sure you're actually going to school?
I think so.
Sure you're
okay,
not
back
just
to spring break.
Scammed?
Yeah,
back to spring
let's
break.
Talk about spring break.
Let's see. Now, do they still do, you know, have you ever been on Girls Gone Wild? Do they still do that?
I'm not like Brittany.
Your friend Brittany or like Brittany?
Yeah, Brittany's my BFF.
Oh, yes. One of your 3 BFFs.
Yeah. She still has got my back like Katniss.
Oh.
That really is
it's
not.
So,
I had almost forgotten about it, and then you brought her up again.
How cute is PETA in that movie? So cute, so hot.
I'm gonna change the subject.
Hey, what's your?
I don't want to talk about.
Hey, what kind of music do you guys like?
All sorts of music.
Whatever you don't like.
What kind of music do you like?
Wow.
Were there any good DJs at spring break?
Miley Cyrus. Duh.
Miley Cyrus.
Gosh, she's so cool.
La di di la di. We like to party.
Yeah. You
get it.
What's your favorite song? Sing us. Hum us a few bars.
I could do more than hum them.
Sing it up.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I will. Are you guys familiar with the song Wrecking Ball?
Because
It's coming at you in 3D.
What?
Okay.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Back off the mic
now
a little bit.
It's a heart in love. Oh, I'm about to break your walls. All you ever did was. Wreck me.
I think it's wrecky.
Yeah, I'm
me.
Pretty sure it is wreck me. Super close though.
Yeah, whatever. It's up for interpretation.
Okay. So I guess I've never been to anywhere exotic for spring break.
It's obvious.
Here it snowed. We got 10 inches of snow.
Sounds awful.
Over spring break.
Wasn't awesome.
So let's see. What other kind of stuff goes on? What do other people do? Your friends Brittany and Noob.
Well, that's kind of Brenda. That's kind of the part that I left out. Was before I go to my room, that's when they all leave me, and then I go to back to my room and I paint my nails and stuff. Like they kind of leave me on my own, so I don't really know what goes on.
They just leave you alone out.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Bryce, do you have any qu- questions for Amanda?
No.
Have you ever kissed a girl, Amanda? Just curious. I don't know why, but just curious.
Well,
you don't have to lie. Blanket like, for safe place.
It's like a yes or yes and no question.
No.
No, it's not. Well, like, I mean, I did, but I kind of, like, surprised the girl. I was like, boo, kiss. And then I ran on.
Interesting fact, that's how Bryce gets all of his kisses.
It's a funny joke in a sad reality.
He's a kiss raper.
That's wow, not, let's gross. Definitely not spread that's that gross. Rumor
But I was like,
around.
I just gotta kiss and have as much fun as I can before I get all fat with babies. You know what I mean?
I
are
hate
you,
this to
are
be
you pregnant right now?
Possibility. It's
no, but obviously I'm gonna get snatched up on the open market like crazy.
I
like right away.
I don't like that you.
As soon as I'm on the open market, I'm snatched up probably.
Wait, are you not on the open? That. Are you not on the open market?
Well, I mean, like when I graduate from college, gotta focus on my studies, right?
Okay, yeah, but I'm still not, like, convinced that you're actually going to college.
Keeping your options open?
Yeah. Gotta.
Did you nickname your legs options?
Oh, you're a dirty bird. What are you doing in, like, a year?
What are you...
That's what I'm done with college.
Oh. Think she wants you to put your baby inside of her.
I don't have... That's not how that works, Bryce. That is not how that works.
What?
Yeah, no.
Whose kid do I have then?
What?
Because you put the baby inside of them.
We're going to drop that and talk about anything else right now. Let's see. Is there anything... Do you, maybe want to do a shout-out to...
Yeah.
Your friends quick and then...
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's me, Amanda. Brad, Chad, and you guys, and Brittany and Jennifer and Brenda, I just want to thank you guys for getting me here, and I just want to thank God for this opportunity, and YOLO. That's all I got to say.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much, Amanda, for joining us.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. That's Amanda.
Whatever.
Amanda. Time to go.
Bye. Get out of here. I was already gone like 3 minutes ago.
Please go away. Yeah,
please leave. Please leave.
Fine.
Thank you for joining
us. You'll never see this again.
Okay.
Good. This hot mama.
Oh, man.
All right.
Fine, I'm out of here.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks, Amanda. That was Amanda from Spring Break joining us.
Guys, did you tell her that she can't come back?
I think we made it pretty clear.
Okay, good.
I highly doubt she got the message.
Probably not.
It would be best if I never saw her again.
Mm.
Mainly because she irritates me.
What's your side of the story of meeting her and her getting on this show?
I mean, honestly, I was just at work one day. I went to Subway to eat, and she just kind of walked in and...
Thought you were working at a soup kitchen?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. It's awful.
All right. Well, let's see. What do we got next on the docket,
well,
as you would say?
We've got a little thing called March Madness.
Madness. I'm insane.
Do you guys know what March Madness is?
It's yes. Basketball.
Good job.
College
basketball?
College basketball. It is. Yes, the NCAA tournament.
I knew that.
It's like one of the biggest things on ESPN.
Biggest tournament of the year.
You're so smart, Bryce.
Pretty exciting.
Thank you.
Brackets go out in workplaces all across the land. And schools, even. It's not limited to just workplaces.
Okay.
So here's some things that you might not know about the March Madness. The madness that is March Madness. There, that's a good way to say it. So,
did I mention my birthday was Friday?
You did.
Speaking of March Madness.
Good plug.
Okay.
All right, so do you guys know the odds of filling out a perfect bracket?
Very, 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 very low.
I do it every year.
You fill out a perfect bracket every year?
Every single year.
Well, sir, I call lies with you for one thing. But here's the odds. Now, it's a big number. Bear with me.
2,000,000 to 1.
Close. Brian, you got a guess?
It's 15 to 1.
I retract mine and I say $1, Bob.
All right. Low bidding it.
Why does he get two turns?
Well, I don't know. All right. So here we go.
So it's a 1 to 1 shot is what you're saying.
No.
Wrong.
I'm saying $1 because you overbid and I get two bids.
Well, here's the actual. Here's the odds. Brian says 15 to 1. Brian says you pretty much are going to fill out a perfect bracket every time. Here we go. Your odds of filling out a perfect bracket are 9 quintillion, 223 quadtillion, 372 trillion, 36 billion, 854 million, 775,808 to 1.
Cool. So I got closest without going over.
No.
How?
You were wrong.
Yeah, I did not go over.
What are you? Numbers are not my strong suit.
Okay. How do they come up with that number?
That would be a good question to ask them. I do not know. They do not have.
Just let me get my email up here and click, click, click. Problem solved. We'll know next week.
There's not, there's not any sort of equation that they attach to that stat.
So they just made that number up is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. There must be some way they did it.
How many teams are in it?
That's a good question. That was going to be my next question.
Oh.
You guys,
dang it.
Guess how many teams there are.
42.
All right. What's
and
your?
And a half.
Oh, interesting.
Is this different than the Big Ten tournament? Or is that football? Are you getting sad at me?
Just guess how many teams.
I'm going to go with 10.
But there's 50 states, Brian.
Stop.
Okay,
talking.
So when they get to the Sweet 16, they add 6 teams in the tournament? Is what you're saying?
I don't watch college basketball. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so they start with 65 teams.
Oh, so Bryce is pretty close.
Yes. Yeah, Bryce was pretty close. And
that's quite a few factors.
And guess what seed the Minnesota Gophers are?
70.
Close. What?
We are.
Just say something.
We're 32nd.
Ooh, this time Brian's closer. We're not even in this tournament. We're in the NIT tournament. So,
dang it.
But we're the number one seed in the NIT tournament.
All right.
I thought
to
you
go
said
us.
There were 65 teams.
Yeah, and then you said 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be in this.
Yeah, they're not in this tournament.
So
it was
you
a trick
win.
Question. I tricked you.
No, so I was close.
Yeah.
I was real close.
That's what we're
You made it sound like I was way off.
No, that's what I'm saying.
All right, so if you guys can name one number one seed team, then we can end this madness.
Florida Gators.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Florida, number one.
Thank you. Next topic.
Oh.
That was gorgeous.
I nailed it right there.
Oops.
What do you got, Brian? On a guess.
Ohio State.
Ooh. And funny story, they just
lost
today.
By one, actually.
Yeah, big upset.
I saw that while I was getting my hair cut.
Cool.
Today.
Good for you. But no, they were not they were number 6, I believe.
Oh. Well, shoot. Who'd they play? It was something weird.
Dayton.
Oh, that's not as weird as I thought it was.
Yeah. All right, so Bryce got it right. So we're done with March Madness, which leads us to the interesting topic of the day. So that's fun. All you guys, good luck on your brackets. Your odds are slim that you have a perfect one. Probably a lot of your brackets are already busted with the whole Ohio State game. So congratulations.
Florida Gators.
Thank you, Bryce. And so there we go. Our little touch of sports. 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 Sports in my shorts.
Oh.
Sports.
That's not okay.
All right, so.
Did we do a. Is that a balls reference?
No. Gross.
Gross balls on the air.
All right, so now we're going into the mystery section.
Do, 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 do.
Mystery. Do, 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 do. All right, perfect. So this is going to be mysterious. Brian, lead the way here.
Oh, God. Okay, so. Raise your hand We're going to do another one of these complete waste of time where we pause for you to raise your hand.
I like these a lot.
So raise your hand if you heard about the, what was it? That Asian airline. Malaysian plane that just disappeared.
Get my hands in the air.
Disappeared.
Bryce's hands in the air.
Mine's in the air. Okay, good. Keep it going.
Okay, that was the time for everybody to raise their hand. So, oh, okay. Apparently, there were newly detected objects found by satellites to give them a clue to where to look, possibly for this plane.
Let's just touch on how weird that is, though, that a jet disappears.
It's pretty weird.
Where was it flying to? From where?
Brian, you got that?
I don't know. I just got info on the new thing.
It was just doing laps around the Bermuda Triangle, right?
No, it wasn't even over there.
Oh.
It's over by Malaysia and Australia or
in the Indian Ocean.
Well,
yeah.
And I have no over in the explanation Indian Ocean for this at all.
It's interesting.
It's going to China, by the way. It's going to Beijing.
Okay. So it says on here, where I'm reading, New York Times, that the objects were, like, they have no idea what they are. It's just the satellite found that there were objects.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea if they're even related.
Ooh,
Australian officials have yet to establish whether these objects are indeed related to the missing plane.
I guess the real question is, what are the odds that it went to space?
I have a theory.
Miss Martin something something. There are no details. It is literally an object.
So
cool.
Good.
Okay,
quote.
One second. Yeah. I have a theory.
Okay, yeah.
You guys ready for this?
Yes.
I'm blowing your minds right now, okay?
Blow it.
Probably this not is, in the way you think.
No, it's everybody listening at home, brace yourselves. If you're standing up, sit down, because this is crazy.
If you're sitting, stand up.
Do the opposite of what you're doing, but don't stop listening. Here we go. The plane was going to Beijing, right?
Yes, correct.
And it just disappeared.
Uh-huh.
Gone.
Yep.
No trace of it.
Gone. You're falling, yes?
That plane went back in time to 2008, Beijing Olympic opener. And they're there now. That's where it is. That's why there's no way to find that plane, is because it just went back in time.
All right, enough wasting time.
Boeing 777.
I'm just kidding, Bryce.
That is the new, what's that called? In Back to the Future? DeLorean? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Boeing huge jet.
Exactly.
That's what they needed.
Everybody's going.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Do you think they're going to fall in love with their moms?
Who knows?
Yeah, and their dads are peeping Toms, and they'll meet a crazy doctor and come back in time.
And they'll fly around on hoverboards.
Well, that's in the future, not the past.
Yeah, Brian, get with it.
Sorry.
It's like you don't even know things.
They'll just skate around on skateboards, I guess. So that's, long story short, new developments in missing plane.
Mystery.
What are the odds that they're alive?
Really good, because they're just chilling out the Beijing opener.
Not everything has numbered odds of likelihood.
Yeah, right. But
we
probably
can't.
Not likely.
I can't top
likely.
Your...
Our condolences to the families.
One quintillion or whatever you had said there.
Yeah, that was a big number. You guys impressed that I know my numbers?
No.
That's fair.
All right, so any other mysteries on the docket?
Mysteries.
I don't like the mystery segment.
Hey, Bryce.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Question. Let's play a little game.
It's scary.
Let's play a little game in the mystery segment called How Much Does Bryce Know?
Ooh, we're bringing back this game.
I'm really glad that it wasn't Guess Who's Standing Behind You, because that would
This
not
isn't
be
a
fun.
Horror segment. It's a mystery segment.
Yeah, mysteries
that's kind of mysterious.
Are scary.
Okay, so my question to you, Bryce, is do you know who Kurt Cobain is?
Yeah.
Who is he? Tell us.
A man.
Correct. But what's he famous for?
Being a man.
Is he even famous? Tell us, Bryce.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
Tell us
what
you know.
You know, he is a big deal in the news right now, kind of.
Mm.
I mean, his
His trial just got reopened?
I mean, he reminds
his
me...
His trial, yeah.
He reminds me of, like, you know, when there's a he's nerve dead. On a... on, like, on a muscle or a bone. You know, when there's a nerve
oh, yeah.
on a...
Yeah.
On
yeah.
A
yeah, yeah, that's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
Like, he's...
Well,
yeah.
I was, like, when I go into, like, a really, like... Great place, super that's, relaxing. I'm just like, this is Nirvana.
That's really cute. I see what you guys are doing. And
what are we doing?
You guys,
you know, often,
band.
Often when I go in,
a
into
lot of times
there,
when I walk into a room, I'm like, oh, this smells like
smells
teen
like
spirit.
Teen Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. like in a locker room or something. I mean, I mean, I don't
spend yeah. a lot of time in locker rooms.
No, I mean, I meant like just in bathrooms, huh?
So okay, so. You know who Kurt Cobain is?
Yes.
Who is he then?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, anyway. So, once upon a time, he allegedly committed suicide. There's more to this.
yes. Well, you know, at the time, it was not like allegedly he was, you know.
He committed suicide.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, Bryce, your mind is blown.
His death is supposed to be reexamined here by police now. And maybe he didn't commit suicide.
Tell us more. Mystery.
Let's see. Four undeveloped rolls of film were found just last month, sealed in bags in a Seattle police photo lab.
What?
That they used.
Was it JFK and Robert?
No,
FK's?
It's Kurt Cobain's.
Wasn't the sex tape with Marilyn Monroe?
No. It's Kurt, Cobain's crime scene or like his homicide scene or where he died.
Cool.
And so from these pictures, they said the scene was more clear than earlier Polaroid photos. And
wait, so they were just taking
they said they're just
pictures
gonna
on those Polaroids where you like shake the pictures after you take them?
Possibly.
Those aren't going to be very clear.
Possibly.
Let's step it up.
So...
Police? Actually, I think that is what they used.
I don't know.
From watching older crime series on TV.
I don't know.
NYPD Blue.
So, they're going to, maybe we'll update you more on this if we get a verdict. But,
do you think it was Courtney Love? Bryce, who's Courtney Love?
She's a lady.
God, you're killing it. Correct again. So that wraps up the mystery section.
Our mystery.
Mystery. And it also wraps up the show.
Boom boom
shoot,
boom.
Shoot shoot shoot
boom, boom,
shoot,
boom,
shoot,
boom.
Shoot 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 shoot
of the day right there.
Shoot 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 shoot.
Well, this has been any time of day. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night.
Shoot 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 shoot
shoot.
Thank you for listening.
Shoot
shoot shoot. Also, don't forget to check us out on iTunes. Search any time of day in the podcast section. We'll pop up. You have to scroll down. And check us out on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Share us. Rate us on iTunes. Let's have a memorable run of any time of day. I'm Ben. That's Brian. That's Bryce.
Boom, boom,
and this
boom.
Has been any time of day. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.